As you breathe, just opening up to the vision, the consciousness, surrendering to the highest good for all, whatever's the most powerful, amazing thing ever, you're just open to whatever that is. It could be anything, you're open to it. Just breathing in that new energy. Opening to receive divine help, divine support. And welcome to the call. So we got Uncle Nick on the phone?
Yes, sir. Good morning, good morning.
Good
afternoon.
Good morning, brother. How's it going?
Wonderful, brother. Yes, we're feeling very peace-filled and held tenderly in this beautiful, graceful. Yeah, how you doing there, bro?
Good, doing very good. Ah, yes, the mystic rains are upon us. Yeah, just feeling excited about the new year, completing a few things, and just feeling really excited, really good, and just had a lovely meditation. Yes, life is an unfolding mystery, has to be said. So let's have a look at these questions, shall we? And for anyone who's on the call, feel free to press star 2 and we'll unmute you. We've got a question here from, who is this from? From Bianca. So her question is regarding personality. She says, all spiritual teachers I meet say the personality is carried on in this lifetime from a previous lifetime, and that is something you cannot change. When I'm around people whose personality I love, I feel my body filters that energy and keeps the good vibes. When I'm around people whose personality isn't very pleasant, I tend to get moody and have to remind myself to snap out of it. Does the personality shift according to the environment where we're in, just like genes and DNA? Interesting question. Very nice question. What do you think about that, Nick?
Yeah, fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I guess this is, you know, I think all spiritual teachers use models. They use a model where they're, you know, they're teaching or they're sharing or they're communicating or expressing to communicate and help people, you know, progress along the so-called spiritual path, you know, and every so-called spiritual teacher has their own style. The model that we use is that, you know, there is a light, the light of your spirit, and it's shining through something. And that something is called a soul, and it's like a lens. And on one side of the lens, there is this pure light of God. And then on the other side of the lens, there's this projected form into this world, which is your personality. And if you want to change anything at all in this world, you have to go and clean that lens. And so when you do this, I think no matter what your personality is, everything can change personally, because you could say your personality or genetic diseases, people that have, you know, dreadful genetic diseases and you know, all kinds of you know, things are, you know, wrong with them. You can change it all, absolutely everything, by changing the vibrations and the patterns in the lens. That's why we're into this deep inner work. And I think there's a underlying eternal nature of us all, which is blissfully peaceful and loving, which we all have the same, you could say, the same personality underneath it all, or the same inner nature. But the personality seems to go with, you know, the more superficial elements. And I agree, yeah, we do, you know, inherit these things. And then, of course, they're shaped a lot by the circumstances of our lives. So I feel that, yeah, it has deep roots, but I don't feel that anything is, you can't change, you know, anything. I don't believe that anything is fixed permanently, apart from your original eternal nature, which is underneath it all. And the more you have a genuine experience with this transcendental power that seems to self, you know, to regulate and rebalance and cleanse, purify, heal, uplift everything and every aspect of your when you have a genuine, authentic relationship, experiences merging with that energy, that is a transcendental power that isn't governed by any karmic or fixed things that are in all part of the reincarnation structure. Is something, you know, what we're into is freedom within the world, and then of course freedom beyond it. And we hold to the teaching that we are free already, and all we need to do is to exist from that place within ourselves. And as far as you know, picking up vibes of other people, I know exactly what you mean. But the thing is, if you are connected to that part of yourself, and you've uncovered enough of yourself, this radiant, loving being that you are, the love that you're radiating and the power that you're bringing into any situation and circumstances will offset any degree of negativity, you know, that personalities might be, you know, vibing with or expressing. I love that quote. We talk about it. I find myself very often going back to Emmett Fox. If only you could love enough, you would be the most powerful being in the universe. If only you could love enough. If only we could love enough. If only I could love enough to see, feel, and only witness and recognize the brother of in Christ, or however you want to call it, you know, my fellow spiritual being, see the child of God in everyone, no matter what. If only we could love that much, we wouldn't have any issues with people's personalities, probably. What say you, brother?
Ah, yes, the wonders. Yeah, I think definitely you can change the personality. Personality is not who we are. It's a combination of our past habits, really. So people whose personality we don't particularly like, they've just reinforced something negative over and over and over again. So it, normally, if you think about where does the personality arise from in the first place, you know, it comes from the light, like Nick was just sharing, but it's also in many cases the distorted personality is essentially negative tendencies and negative energies like anger and greed and ego and fear and stress. These negative energies that are acted out over and over and over and over again, so that someone lives in that pattern and they just wander around in that pattern and they express through that pattern. And so if someone is expressing through anger and fear and all these nasty things, then of course we don't really like being in that dis-resonant pattern. It's very distressing. But of course we can love people anyway and we can be in a good stage. But that's why we don't like it. And so when we want to change our own personality, what we're doing is we're removing these old patterns. Because once they're not there anymore, then that beautiful peace and that beautiful light and that love just naturally comes through the vessel, and it's very pleasant, and that's who we are. So I think actually we're all very similar at our core. And so we believe in superhero training that you certainly can change your personality, but you can't change it directly. I think that's the big thing that people get stuck up on, is they try and change it directly using self-help books, you know, win friends and influence people kind of methods. And that's more slapping on plasters and band-aids and superficial manipulative change. It's not really deep-rooted. And also some meditation practices, they might change people's brainwaves temporarily, but they don't change the deeper thing, so the personality stays the same. I've noticed this in some meditation practices. All they do is put you in an altered state, but they don't actually shift anything on a real level. But what we're talking about is surrendering those negative things to the light, letting it go, letting it go, letting it go. So once that screen is cleared, like Nick was just sharing, then you're free. Then it can change. So good news, very, very good news for us. And I would love to hear what the wonderful Taylor Core has got to say on this topic, because Taylor has joined us, I've just noticed. How are you doing, Taylor?
Indeed, I have. You know, you know, it's a whirlwind. The world is in a whirlwind state right now, isn't it? As we wind up this whirlwind year, 2014. I can't believe it's, like, it dawned on me it was Christmas coming up. It, you know, just
incredible.
Recently I had that epiphany. And it was shocking, really. Because I was still back in, you know, Valentine's Day. I was on some level. So I had to do some fast forward speeding up light years there to process the year. But, you know, it's kind of like, I really appreciate this time. I think it's a magical time of year. And I really love the opportunity to kind of just span back over the year and use this time to create what's next. So I'm kind of in that mode right now, just completing and really just being in a creation state. But I didn't really get the question. I was trying to piece it together. But was there an actual question that you were answering, or because I just came on, I popped on?
Right. Yeah, yeah. So what she was asking is that many spiritual teachers she has heard from say that you. Let me just read it. Actually, I want to make sure I get it right. Basically, that. A lot of people say that personality comes from a previous life and you can't change it. And when she's around people she doesn't like, she doesn't like it. And when she's around people she loves, then she feels great. And she's wondering what she can do about it, basically.
Okay. Well, you know, here's my take on the whole personality situation. It is a situation. No doubt about that. I kind of believe that in the whole, we have inherited a lot, you know, obviously from our parents. You know, I went to this host, hanging out with this woman from Ireland, and she does this work. I don't even know what it is, but at the bottom of it, she was just sharing how we're all kind of in a trance. And a really good one. You know, it's like we've been hypnotized, deeply hypnotized from our parents. And some of us wake up from that trance and suddenly realize, whoa, hold on a bit. Like, I didn't choose a whole bunch of this stuff that is running me and I'm operating under. And others don't. You know, they just kind of keep moving along and they're in reaction and not a whole lot of creation going on, mostly reacting. And so the real opportunity in this lifetime and as a spiritual superhero is to reclaim our power or freedom, as Nick was saying, from the ties that bind, so to speak, or you know, who it is that we are that we aren't. That's kind of a lot. Because really, who the only thing that we are is unlimited, unconditional love and light. And so that leaves a whole lot else there to mess around with and then choose. And, you know, there may be some things from our personality that we've inherited that we do want to choose. You know, maybe some real gifts and abilities that we learned from our parents or just what we've inherited and what we've absorbed in our lifetime that's useful. But I think it's a good idea, just like it is to clean out your closet every so often or your house and take stock of what it is you've collected and what it is and choose, have some choice about it. Like, yeah, you know what? That's really not what I want to have. That's not a habit that really suits me. That's not a way of being. That's not a personality trait, you know, whatever those things are. So I believe that, yes, the personality, absolutely, it's kind of like it's a coat that we've put on, we've wrapped ourselves in, you know, and underneath it is just this bright light of love and unconditional joy and abundance. And over that, we just have this coat of many colors that and qualities, but it's just that. And you know, I think the key is to be able to have it work for us, not against us, to be able to have choice, constant choice, which we do, and enjoy it. Enjoy the many facets that the personality has and we can use as a human being, a spiritual being in a human form. Because we do come equipped with that, just like we do, you know, various different hair colors and body shapes and forms and colors and all that sort of thing. And so, yeah, that's I definitely feel that there's a lot of shaping and molding and creation we can do with the personality. And then the second part of the question was, what was it about being around people you like and don't like? I didn't get that.
Yeah, she just, you know, like most of us, feels good vibes when she's around good vibe people and feels somewhat stressed out and repulsed when she's around, you know, non-pleasant personality type people. And was just wondering, you know, what to do about that.
Well, that's life as a superhero on the planet Earth. And that's the real opportunity for us to challenge ourselves to be in mastery, to challenge ourselves to be able to expand and get bigger in those more contracted, less harmonized opportunities and spaces. And, you know, really, again, come to choice. It's all about choice, really. It's every single, that's what we're here to do, choose our state of being every moment by moment. And, so I you know, that's what I do when I'm in those less harmonized spaces as I look at what, one, how can I shift the energy? Because I'm a shapeshifter. You know, I'm clear that my role here on the planet is to be a leader of light. That's, you know, boom, that's it. And so whatever opportunity I'm in, I know I'm being called to task or called to that duty. And so I kind of get into it and relish it because everything is just energy. And the you know, when you can release a large pocket of negative, let's just call it, or concentrated energy and have that shift and transform, that's the best thing ever. You know, there's so much usable energy in all energy. And I look for opportunities, you know, pockets really, where that's the case. And how can, you know, I add more light to that? How can I shift or transform that just by, you know, really shining that light that I am, truly? Because like Nick said, or Michael, I can't remember who, that we all can unite at that level, all of us. You know, just that's just our commonality and our connection. So I think in the opportunities when we're around people that maybe we aren't experiencing, of course, it's easy to do when you're just having the best time ever hanging out with, you know, your brothers and sisters. And but to be able to bring that forth in situations where there isn't that level of union and communion and harmony is the real task of a superhero. And so, you know, one way to possibly hold is to see it as an opportunity or challenge rather than something that's negative and you want to get away from. And, you know, I'm not saying I hang out with people I don't enjoy as a rule, but I often do. And so, you know, that's just kind of how I relate to it, as an opportunity for transformation.
And last question is, does the personality shift according to the environment we are in, just like genes and DNA? What do you think about that, Taylor?
Well, there's no question that the environment affects everything, but for sure, yeah, if you're going to go outside and it's a sunny, beautiful day, you're probably going to feel a little bit different than if you go outside and it's 10 below zero. At least I do. So...
yeah,
you know, there, you know, and
yeah.
Every variation on that theme, really. You know, if you're eating the best food ever, you know, if you're sitting in an environment that's filled with cigar smoke, I mean, you know what I'm saying, like. So, absolutely, we are a product of our environment, largely, wholly, which is why when we shift, our environment can shift. You know, because we are all one. We are all big one organism. And, yeah, absolutely. I think, but there again, it's an opportunity to get bigger and look at, I mean, I feel like I'm forever embracing the environment and looking for opportunities for both transformation and a union, you know, and communion. And so, and probably we're all doing that, you know, even if we don't realize it perhaps consciously, it is, the more conscious you can be about it, the more exciting it becomes, because there's so much, especially right now, support from the invisible universe all about us, so much, just ridiculous. I mean, it really is an instant, I'm finding instantaneous feedback from our environment. It's just shocking. It's a shocking rate, alarming, really. And it's great because there's no doubt. Like if you do an action that isn't the best ever, you're gonna get real fast feedback on that, and so you don't have to sit around and think about it. Like, oh, I don't know, was that a good idea? So, I really appreciate the interactiveness, the responsiveness of our invisible environment now that we're surrounded by, and the ability to be able to work with that and support evolution and change is just epic right now. It's epic. It's, there aren't even really words to even, human words that I know of anyways, that can describe the opportunity for global transformation that exists just by really paying attention to and having awareness and consciousness with that, with our environment, you know, and everything that includes, which is everything. So I don't know if I answered the question or not, but, you know.
I think that's all fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we got a question here from someone. I'm going to unmute you. 417 number. Who is this we're talking to?
Hello, this is Jean-Yves.
Hello, brother. How are you doing? What can we do for you?
Well, I'm feeling great. I'm honored to be on the call. And it's really exciting. I've been on a phone call with a good friend for 2 hours today, and we were just being honest and talking about things that affecting us in our relationships. And I'm not looking for a spiritual teacher, like, you know, going to a guru or something like that, because I feel, well, I have everything I need, but still, somehow, I wish I would have a mentor in some things, because I have, my plans and visions are growing stronger, and I'm more confident, and the more I open and be honest and truthful, the more that happens, and it's like now I can't wait for the next bliss moment, the way you call it. And I just want to say thank you, all of you guys. And, well,
lovely. Well, thanks, brother. Thank you. Are we all still there?
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, brother. Thank you for sharing.
So
I'd like to say something. Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
Just running on from what Taylor was saying and what that last question from Bianca and what Jean-Yves has just brought up right now. You know, none of us need spiritual teachers. It's a bunch of BS, really and honestly. I mean, let's not say, make it that strongly, but a need, I think need. None of us need spiritual teachers. What we need is just to basically be quiet and become very still and nurture an attitude that the world doesn't nurture. We need to nurture a state of being, a state of consciousness, our own state that the world does not encourage. The world that we're living in, the matrix, this 3D military-industrial complex-driven system that we're all, in one way or another, beholden to and define so much of our perspectives and, just the way we even just identify ourselves, the way we, you know, who we think we are. It's all defined for us. What we need is to uncover something within ourselves. And in order to do that, we need to go on the hero's journey, which is an inner journey. And this is fostering an attitude of reverence, respect, humility, love, and gratitude. Reverence for this great power within us and indeed life. Tremendous respect in terms of our relationship to it, and humility, a tremendous amount of humility, so that we can actually allow the natural goodness of it to flow from deep within us and bring our personalities up into these higher octaves of expression. And as this happens, you become more loving, you become more illuminated, more intuitive and trusting of your own intuitive guidance. You become more inspired and more inspiring, and you're able to deliver, you're able to bring to the world what the world is starving of. And of course we are in in a time where the conditioning, the social conditioning that has become extremely sophisticated over the last couple of hundred years. And before that, the social conditioning that was utterly unsophisticated and brutal had been going on for thousands and thousands of years. And it's all part of the nature of the matrix, the nature of this 3D, material, limited, physical world where we're all scurrying around trying to survive and fit into this thing that is toxic, destructive, and extremely discordant. So we don't need spiritual teachers in order to do this, except to be reminded of the simplest basic truths within ourselves, and encouraged to practice the very, very simple principles and protocols that allow us to exist in these states of consciousness that we naturally have access to. And indeed, that's who we're supposed to be. The ego it's a good job we're doing all this in absurdity, because we could say, this whole thing is a big, to all intents and purposes, a big waste of time. There's a lot of people I'm dealing with and consulting with, and a recurring theme at the moment is, what the hell am I doing? What am I doing with my life? Everything just seems such a waste of time. And I think there's a growing awareness coming from deep within us all that this, we've been preparing, playing, masquerading in this preposterous game that panders to the desires of the ego and its addiction to body consciousness and survival, and we've just been completely ignoring our eternal nature for such a long time, that this realization is dawning on us. And we're just looking at all our the personality cherished pastimes, hobbies, pursuits, passions. And these things just are beginning to lose their grip. And in many people's lives that I'm dealing with, they're utterly lost their grip. And we're having to redefine ourselves and do that very quickly. But the wonderful thing about it is that this is all about an experience of love and how much you can bring into the world, not the clingy, conditional, dependent and sticky love that the human personality, human ego is addicted to and is encouraged so much through media, hype and whatnot. But a higher love that has within it a core essence of mercy, compassion and wisdom that is able to see through the eyes of enlightened intelligence and put this whole thing within an eternal context, and empathize with the struggle that we're all going through in one way or another, and be able to provide the vibrational support. And this is why spiritual teachers, mentors, etc., are very useful allies if you're lucky enough to attract authentic ones. Or an authentic one, because they, if they're the real deal, then they have a certain percentage of their being switched over into this original, deeper, more natural state of being. Whereas personalities, the ego is just flipping from a positive pole to a negative pole all the time, and getting itself in a real tizz, going from one extreme of emotions to the next, and is generally quite an unstable unit. And the more of its toys and distractions you remove, the more unstable it gets. So it's good you're stoked with us, Johnny. We are your brothers and fellow students in the great school of life, and we are sharing very simple, essential core truths, and we're really into practice much more than we are philosophy and even just musing and discussing stuff. It's all about the practice, and all the resources you need for any given situation. And again, you know, this thing, Bianca, definitely brought something up for me, because we're in the world to bring, not to give. The world, there's the nature of the place, because it is something that's it's kind of a mutation on a natural underlying perfection. There's a creation that is perfect within it all, but because we have we've distorted the surface of it, we now have this surface toxicity, and this, you know, that's been going for thousands and thousands of years to deal with, to reharmonize. And so we're here to bring the energy to do that. We're not here to get anything from this world. There's nothing in it. There's nothing in it. And all the people, all the personalities that are growing out of this culture, there's nothing in them for us either. It's all just, varying degrees of toxicity and madness, and extremely swiftly revealed as soon as you spend any kind of quality time with anyone. And it's just the way things are. So if this is news to anyone, I'm glad you're aware of it now. But there's really not very much here for us at all. And if we pretend that there is, we're going to be, contributing, adding fuel to our own insanity. And it's probably a good idea not to do that. So go within and get that flowing and flooding through you, and then practice being proactive in the world, radiating goodness, and being proactive with the blessings that are coming out of you. But you can't be passive. You can't be neutral. There's no such thing. You're either going in one direction very quickly now, or you're going in the other very quickly. And it's a choice we have to make by the way we manage our thoughts, and basically our awareness and our attitude, where we focus our awareness within ourselves. If we're centered in soul consciousness, coming from deep within us, that's focusing the lens, which I was talking about earlier, the lens of the soul. If we are soul consciousness and we are aware of our own divinity, our connection to the spirit of life, and we are aware that we are in a mirage, in a fabulously enchanting, illusory, holographic world. And if we are aware that by holding my focus in my truth and having an attitude of what we champion is this, the most relevant and necessary frequencies of love right now is through compassion, forgiveness, mercy, so that we can move away from the karmic, sticky entanglement of judgment and projecting judgment onto other people and onto the world. We want to liberate ourselves from that, and then we can feel this incredible power of love that we actually are. The only reason we're not feeling it is because we're not connected to it, and we're not practicing it. If you're not feeling the love that you are, it's because you are disconnected from it. The love hasn't gone anywhere. You just need to do a little bit of self adjustment within yourself. And of course, this is what superhero training is all about, giving you the skill sets, practicing the skill sets over and over and over and over until they're established as a as a way of being, kind of thing. And of course, our personalities, because they go with the physical body, and because the physical body is part of the physical material world, and because the physical material world is an electromagnetic universe, and because the electromagnetic nature of reality is to oscillate, vibrate between two poles, positive and negative. That's what you need for an electromagnetic energy field, a positive and a negative. So everything is vibrating and oscillating between positivity, negativity, positivity, negativity. And so we're having good days, bad days. People will upset us one day, the sun will be shining the next. You know, this is just the way the ego's, the nature of the drama of life. So we need to be connected to coming from a place within us, which is a perfect place of peace, and it's a zero point. It's the absolute resting place between these opposites. It's the silence between the thoughts, where this tremendous transcendental power is. It doesn't have any polarity. The light of God doesn't oscillate. It doesn't vibrate. It's non-vibrational light. It's the real light. So this is a great mystery that's revealed in us. And it's the same with the love. The love doesn't fluctuate. That's conditional love. I'll love you if you're nice to me. I can love you when you're nice to me is conditional love. I don't love you because you didn't make me a smoothie this morning. Now I'm pissed at you because you didn't make me a smoothie this morning. That's conditional love. It's oscillating, vibrating between the positive and negative. God's love, conditional love, unconditional love, doesn't change. It doesn't matter whether you make me a smoothie or not this morning. It doesn't matter whether it's raining or it's not, because I am love itself. It flows from a transcendental place. And that's the place we need to be tapping into as much as we can, because this world is going mad. Madder and madder and madder. So we need to be like lighthouses, like mighty lighthouses, so solid in our rock-solid foundation that we can offer, you know, we can just be a kind of like a, you know, a guiding, some kind of energetic frequency and demonstration of human beingness, real humanness, that other people are inspired by and can, you know, get some, you know, a little guidance from, just as a way of being, without even, you know, talking so much. Yes, Johnny.
Yes, thank you. It's exactly also like Taylor said before, and it's all what you said is so, it came up today. Also the prayers are for me very important, and you just said it, the silent, like feeling to be, wanting to be a silent lighthouse, maybe not a shapeshifter, but in a way, when you're somewhere and you're giving positive energy out, it affects everything. But you need someone to tell you this. You know, if nobody around you believe in this or in the same things or just acknowledge that you're right, then you're kind of lost. So we need some friends to share this with, or maybe not.
Well, you know what they say is the best way to learn something is to teach it, and you be the mentor. You be the spiritual mentor you're seeking for others, and in doing so, it will become back to you in the way that you're seeking it. And, you know, I love the other thing Nick said. I think it's just worth underscoring is there is no neutral. It's easy for us to forget that. But we're either focused on adding more light, you know, an upward spiral or a downward one. That's just the way it works. And that's why it really is a moment-by-moment choice point we have, and to really see life as that there isn't just this, oh, I'm just kind of coasting along, you know, nothing's really happening. It's not the case at all. It's never the case. We're living, moving beings of energy, just energy balls. And so you know, we really appreciate you being in the program and being able to be that lighthouse, not only for others, but for yourself. And in being it for yourself, you will be it for others, and and so many things that we don't even know, we can't even see. You know, I know when I come together in these group vortexes, there's all the things that I know that are going on, which is already a lot. But then there's also this whole other levels and dimensions I can just sense and feel and see, of which I have no idea about at all. I mean, it's not even fathomable in the way. And we are galaxies of energy. We're universes, each one of us. We aren't just these little things plodding along, but we have the energy of an entire solar system and beyond what we can even talk about in human terms, contained within us and, you know, at our disposal for creation. That's just a matter of fact. And it doesn't matter if you're having a good day or bad. You have that going on all the time, no matter what. And that's just a miraculous, you know, the best news ever, really. And we do have to kind of remind ourselves like that, because we can get caught up in this idea that we're just this little person plodding along. You know, we didn't really do anything today. You know, well, we just did this, we just did that. We didn't get all the stuff on our to-do list done. You know, we ate, you know, foods we didn't want to, and blah, blah, blah. You know, all these kind of things, which are just specks, kind of speck mentalities compared to the universal orb of energy that we're radiating at all moments of time. And backward and forward in time, by the way. And all infused by our ancestors and their ancestors before that, and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's just so much going on with each of us, these universes of happenings occurring, that it's mind-boggling. Boggles the mind. Can't even make sense of it. And so why bother, really? But just knowing that is enough, because you are the creator of your universe, and what are you going to do, you know, when you get up? And, you know, I challenge you to be that mentor you're seeking. Just be it. Just be it. And be it as best as you can. And that's a good first step right there.
Yes, thank you. I had to go into forest today. It was really cold, chilling, and I did a meditation, a breath intro from Michael, a piece, I guess it was. And then I stayed there for about 15 minutes. And at the end, I kind of saw, like, you know, this, like a DNA spiral, and like the steps in between filling up with light. Well, and anyways, thank you very much. I feel very, very thankful.
Thank you're so welcome.
So welcome. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful image there. Thank you for sharing that. And we feel so blessed, really, to have you. and thank you for jumping on the call and sharing. You know, it's such a contribution to everyone just to hear your voice. But also, you know, everything that you say is such a huge contribution.
Mm. And also, just so you know, Yishani, that we're nearly ready, probably this week, to set it up so that superheroes who would like to help people teach a little bit can do so to the people who haven't joined the training but need some help. So we have a big mailing list. We have all these people who obviously are needing help. And we've got about 15, 20 superheroes already who are going to be doing that. So if you want to, you know, talk to some people and help them out, then, you know, here's a chance for you to do that. So you just need to get on the list, and we'll set that up for you.
Well, I just wrote down, I'll be glad.
Yeah. Well, you'll be ready soon, and it's all good. All good. So I'm very excited about that. There was a Taylor's idea originally. She was like, look, get the superheroes to share this with everyone else, because they're the best people to help others, because they're doing it. So we set it up. So it's nearly ready. You're happy to know, Taylor? It's only taken about 2 years.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And you know, it's not just about helping. It's about you know, the synergy that occurs, and you know what it is. It's like how you started sharing right there about you were on the phone with someone and Lola. It's the synergy that occurs when you've got like two like-minded souls together, and it's fantastic. You know, where one or more are gathered in their name, you know, miracles can occur. And so, you know, you don't have to feel like, well, I don't really, you know, I don't need any help, or I don't know how to help you. But, you know, it's not about that. It's really about being able to just increase the joy and the connection and the juice even more, which is like what happens, you know, that's why we love doing these calls. We just like getting on because it's like, oh, God, it's the best thing ever. I look forward to being able to connect with Michael and Nick and just all of you and just being able to have that opportunity to keep accelerating this energy even more. And that's the opportunity of us being able to open it up for superheroes to support superheroes and talk. And it just creates momentum and a synergy that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's just good vibes. It's all about the good vibes because we're all waking up and changing, and when we get together, it's even better. So here we are. We've got another person who's just put their hand up. I'm going to unmute you. Who is this?
Hi, guys. It's Rachel.
Hello, Rachel. Rachel's back again. What's going on, Rachel?
I'm always here. just I wanted to ask you guys a couple of things. I wanted to share one thing and then ask you guys a couple of questions. So I've been really working with lots of meditation, getting a little bit deeper, and connecting with angels. I'm kind of doing some angel work. And just a quick story on asking for help. I took my dog to the park the other day, and her leash got caught on the side of the door. And I was like, oh, well, this it's not going to be hard to get out. And I was pushing and pushing and pulling, and for some reason it wouldn't connect. My door wouldn't shut, and she was caught, and this guy tried to come and help me, and I just couldn't figure it out. So I finally told the guy to leave, and I just got down on my hands and knees and just shut my eyes and said, angels, please help me. And I looked down, and the leash was in my hand, and the door was unhooked, and my door shut. So I know that was kind of a quick rundown, but basically my point was is that I'm learning to ask my guides and God for help in my life. And it's amazing when those, you know, prayers get answered. Now, in saying that, my question is, so some parts of my life are going amazing, and I'm helping so many people, like my clients are coming to me saying, wow, like, you know, my life is so much better, you're helping me so much, and all this sort of stuff. And then on the other side, I'm feeling like my stress and anxiety are so overwhelming, I want to freak out. So I'm just kind of wondering if you guys can give me some insight on why that dichotomy is happening right now. I feel like what I like to call is my fallen angels are really starting to fight back. And I just feel like I'm going to freak out in some sense. And then in other sense, my life is going great. So thoughts on that?
Well, I'd like to jump in on that one. how are you doing, Rachel?
Oh, I'm okay. You?
Fantastic. So welcome to life in this century. There you go. That's the answer to that question. I mean, you know, at any given moment, I would imagine we could all say that. You know, I know for myself, certainly, I have felt like a nuclear bomb could easily go off in my nervous system, especially over these past days, you know, with this last full moon. It was just like, really? How are we supposed to stay in our bodies? I mean, this is life in this universe right now, and it's good to recognize that and not think it's just you, Rachel, personally, but, you know, if you get on the phone, and the beauty of, like, Nick and Michael and I is we spend all day on the phone with a whole bunch of other people, so it becomes really clear just how not personal things that people think are personal aren't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could talk to 10 people when one day and they'll say, I feel like I'm going to just completely explode, and possibly if I had a gun here I might kill somebody. It's like, yeah, I know. I talked to 20 other people this morning that said the same thing. And they love hearing that. It's like the best news ever. It's like, really? So I really encourage you to both pay attention to universal shifts, such as, you know, solstices, equinoxes, full moons, especially as a woman, even more so, because these things are now so much who we are, like these planetary shifts, we're so much more sensitive now because we've become more light-filled. We aren't as dense. We aren't as heavy. We're more ethereal. And so, you know, all these solar flares, all these kind of things that are occurring affect us deeply and definitely our nervous system. And so that's why this, all the more reason, like Nick was saying, it's all about the practice. Why? Because these practices are going to keep soothing our nervous system, being able to breathe, take baths, these fundamental things, eat well. They're going to help with that, like feeling like, I feel like I'm going to just completely combust. You know, one of those instantly combust, end up in a little pile of ashes thing. Pretty much, I can go through those levels of feeling at least maybe 10 or more times a day. You know what I mean? And that's just, it's life on the planet now, especially as a sensitive, aware being. So I wouldn't look for that to go away at all. That would be a mistake. And I also wouldn't have it mean anything. And by that I mean, like you were saying, like, I don't understand this. You know, I feel really connected. My angels seem to be there, but yet I also feel like I'm going to completely combust. That's right. That's life. And your angels are there. And yeah, I really appreciate you sharing that because so often, too many times, we forget to ask. You know, asking you shall receive. We do forget to ask. And I really encourage everyone, you know, to challenge yourself to ask constantly for support. And, you know, you may feel like, well, you know, I'm not really getting it, blah, blah, blah. But we can't really be that judge because support shows up in so many different ways. I mean, your case was a perfect demonstration. You know, I need this leash off this door. Boom, leash is off the door, you know. But your prayers are being answered anytime you're asking. And so, you know, this, again, is a real time for us to remember that. You know, I like to just kind of start the day off with the group, you know, kind of carte blanche. Please, you know, support me in every step of the way throughout my entire day, every choice point. Just in case I forget, you know, I get caught up in the whole whatever's going on and forget to ask. So, yeah, I think what you're saying is really key, everything you're saying, but the key is not to have it mean anything when we're feeling contracted and we go into these less harmonized spaces. And just appreciate that there's so much going on that you're taking into your system, you know, mass consciousness, just everything, you know, that you may not even be aware of. And isn't it any indication of you being less connected or harmonized with your invisible support at all? And in many cases, it could be that you even are more connected. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like they're testing me, though. You know, in certain situations and with certain people, I feel like I'm being completely tested. And that's where I'm like, because, you know, it's like the more connected I'm getting, the more angry and annoyed I'm feeling. You know? So it's like, aren't I supposed to be calmer and happier?
Yeah, well. Good luck with that one, Rachel.
Thanks.
And there really is no supposed to be, you know, as far as I've found, I've discovered, except those programs that we hold from our past. But, you know, you're really creating everything, you know, moment by moment. So, you know, you have an opportunity to really just grab the bull by the horn, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, reel it in, you know. But just know that we're on a rocky ride, like Nick was saying. I mean, things are crazy. They're crazy. And you're going to be taking that into your system because we're all one, you know. I mean, the riots that are happening in Ferguson ain't happening in Ferguson. They're happening in all of us, you know. So you better believe you're going to be feeling that stuff. And it that's why we have these practices, really.
Yeah.
That's right. And also, remember last week I was talking about the pressure cooker situation?
Mm-hmm.
Remember? Where I was saying, you know, using that analogy, like the whole earth is like a pressure cooker right now. And there's 7.5 billion potential pressure release valves. But only the ones that are awakening are actually capable of releasing the pressure in a constructive and, you know, useful and kind of a functional way. But there's not that many people awakening. So all the pressure is being released through the, you know, the little, you know, the handful of pressure release valves that are, you know, that are awakening. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's why we feel, you know, it's, you know, hugely overwhelming. And that's why, you know, we all have our different perspective on it. We all come from a different path, Michael, Taylor, and myself, and everyone else, all the other guys that share on this training. We all have a different perspective on, you know, this situation. It is deeply personal. But this is what I feel, is that, you know, for a start, we're not people. And we always want to make sense of it from our people-ness. So you want to, you know, why isn't my business running good? Why isn't, you know, why shouldn't I be like 100% happy? Why, you know, whatever, my self-image, this, that. It's all concerns of me as a person. But we're not even people. And we're discovering what we are in terms of an eternal spiritual being, and this is something completely different to a person. And so this is part of the reason why we feel, you know, completely insane from time to time, because the person is utterly, and the only thing that's maintaining the illusion of sanity and functionality is because we have these things that distract us. The money, the job, the food, the house, the cat, the dog,
I think Nick vanished. Oh, are you there, bro?
Yeah, I am, mate. Yeah, I am there, yeah. Can you hear any of that I was saying?
You were talking about cats and dogs and then your car.
Okay, so, you know, these things are basically anything that pulls us out of ourselves into the world is potentially a massive distraction. And what it does is it doesn't release any of that pressure inside the human condition, the subconscious and the unconscious, which is the, you know, the arena of the soul. It doesn't release any of that. And so that pressure just builds and builds and builds and builds. And we are at the end of something. You know, let's just say, just for the sake of argument, we're not even saying that this is the way it is. That there's 260,000 years of human history vibrationally being purified right now, because the cycle is over. The age, the time, the dispensation of time, it's done. That's it. And so now, immediately, we have to integrate a quarter of a million years of human dysfunctionality with war. Just let's just talk about war upon war. Upon war, upon war, upon war, upon war. I mean, I could sit here for probably the next month and say that word over and over and over and still not have been able to have said it enough times for how many wars there's been. Just that. Just that one single thing.
let alone the desecration of nature, the desecration of the feminine, the desecration of everything sacred. So our response to that as sensitive spiritual beings is, you know, complete and utter grief and the shattering of our psyches with the horror of it all. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So part of this is why the ego is a wounded child, because the psyche has been obliterated. The psyche has been obliterated from the human side. And so what we need to do is to go to the God side, to the spiritual side, and that means retreating into ourselves. It's very simple, introspection, inner work, inner journeying. That's the direction your energy needs to be focused. That's the direction your energy needs to be focused. That's the direction your energy needs to be focused. And if you look at the day as a chunk of time, what percentage of that chunk are you inwardly focused when you're conscious, not when you're asleep? And when you work it out, it's very, very small. Okay, well, now, only a very tiny fragment of every single day am I actually functioning the way I am supposed to be functioning. So what happens when we continue that dysfunctionality is we pour our energy, our creative energy, which is our power to create, we create a world. Let's just say we are allowed to do it for 260,000 years. Now, even if it was a lot shorter space of time than that, let's just say we were allowed to do it for 5,000 years. There's so much power in the imagination of the soul. There's so much power at the disposal of the soul within the atomic energy of creation. And there's so much incredible, miraculous unleashing of that power in our genetics when we heal our genetics. So superhero training gives you these three things. It gives you the soul consciousness, which is where the energy comes from to focus your power. And then it gives you the prayer formula to heal your genetic disease, to heal your genetic discordance, to heal your genetic wrong combinations. Because all the genetics are, genetics, remember, is a scientific term. And genetics is defined by science and explained perfectly by science. What it is in the DNA in every single cell in our bodies, genetics is simply the combination of four simple chemicals, alkaline chemicals. And they have very short names, these four chemicals. And they appear in hundreds of trillions of combinations, organization of chemical combinations in our DNA, in our cells, observed, quantified, and proven by science. What superhero training does is it gives you the formula to recode those sequences of chemicals in your cells by affecting them by your consciousness, which is the light in the cell, and the way you feel, which is your breath, your imagination, and in the meditation that you do early morning and as soon as you, just before you go to sleep and into sleep, and then you go back into that state multiple times during the daytime, not because you want to do some spiritual practice so your business is more successful. No, because that's where you should be living your life. That's where your focus should be, and that's the only way you are going to have any relief from your madness, young lady.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'm struggling with the balance of the inner work and focusing on the outer still, because I'm just not doing enough. I'm doing some, but I just don't feel like I'm doing enough for what I need right now. So, get what, sorry?
Ira.
You're cutting out, Nick. I'm not sure what you said there. Got to mind something.
Yeah, mind.
He said
a mind fold. It's like a blindfold. It's a super cool thing that every superhero should have. And it's just like a sleeping iPad. You put it over your eyes, and it feels really comfortable, and it blocks out all the light.
Okay.
It's really easy when there's no light shining through your eyes to go in to the inner light. You see?
Mm-hmm.
You just imagine this. Imagine this. I know you're into personal training and you're inspired by us, and we love, you're sitting in the inner sanctum now with me and Michael and Taylor. Right in the inner sanctum. So you're like one of our favorite students. And we like whispering the secrets to our favorite students. And this is a big one. So get a mindfold and get more into your mythological imagination. Your mythological imagination, it means you don't think like you normally do in the world. You think in a mythological way. So instead of imagining yourself being more successful in the world, what you do is you imagine yourself you have wings, and that your wings are so massively powerful that you can wrap them around the whole world, and you can hold the whole world in like a bear hug with golden wings of the power of your love, and it actually heals the world. And you can stand there and do standing meditation and just stand like that for 5 minutes. And if you do that for 5 minutes, every day, 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 that 5 minutes compounds. And what happens is you are loving the whole world, and you are using your mythological imagination. You're just merely engaging your mythological imagination for 5 minutes. But if you didn't do if you don't engage it, then you are prey to the small forces in the world that are terribly powerful within that matrix. So you don't want to be in the matrix mindset. Remember, the matrix is free your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, this is superhero training. It's, if you go right back to the beginning of any of our stuff, we're always talking about the same thing. Right from the beginning, we haven't changed it. We're saying, you are in the matrix. You are in the matrix. This is as heavy as it gets. It's a battle for your soul. Absolutely. And if you give it, if you lose the battle, a big chunk of your soul will be torn out. And as above, so below. And just like you can hurt yourself in the world, if you run too fast going down a hill at Noni Land with a wheelbarrow full of coconuts, you can go flying and smash your face into the ground and break your nose and have to have an operation on your teeth. That can happen in this world. Well, guess what? You can fall as a soul. You can fall as a soul, and you can fall from a great, great, great height, and you can absolutely smash yourself on the rocks of your redemption, and it can take you an eon to heal those wounds. You see, so this is a very real game we're playing here, and I urge you to take it very seriously, young lady. And you have the best spiritual practice in the world at your disposal in any single facet of superhero training. Let's just take one single facet, Angel Qigong, the most powerful moving meditation in the world. A few years ago, I said, if you don't do Angel Qigong, you're not a superhero. And it's freaking true. If you don't do natural chi movement, you're not a superhero. If you don't pray, you're not a superhero. If you don't use your mythological imagination, you're not a superhero. Because as Taylor Core will tell you, this is for real, this game, this is for real. So we have the biggest responsibility because we know the truth. That's why we have to have the discipline. If we don't have the discipline, if we don't walk the path of the warrior and warriorhood, and do real cleansing, real soul cleansing, and bring real peace into your soul. When you know the truth and you choose another path, or you pansy-ass around and allow yourself through your laziness or your addiction or your fear, any pansy-ass bullshit excuse, which is only the fruit of not practicing, having no practice, means you don't get up in the morning, you don't meditate, you lay in bed and playing with your balls or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You have to be so hardcore. Howard Wills is, you know, in my opinion, he's a mentor of mine, and he's a really good friend, and I know him intimately. I lived with him for a considerable period of time.
You cut out, Nick.
Well, it looks like everyone has dropped off the call. Look at that. you got to laugh at these things. So you know what to do.
yes, I do. I think I just
yeah,
got to
you
talk
know
into.
What to do. Yeah. You know, the thing to remember is do your practices for the joy of it, you know, not to get things, and change the deeper source of everything. That's really what it all comes back to, is where does life come from? Where does it appear from? How come we even have an experience? Let's go back to the source. Where, trace it back, trace it back, trace it back.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get there, then we start to experience the magic, the wonder of life, the bliss of life, you know, and everything becomes funny. So we have to come back to that over and over. I really appreciate what Taylor was saying earlier, that, you know, we're just powerful light, divine love. That's what we are. We're just light behind right this right now. It's all this powerful, joyful energy. And it's everything else that's just gradually being cleared away. It's all that. What did you say, Tel? I really liked how you said that earlier. I thought that was classic.
Well, when?
Just about, you know, I think the whole essence of this call really has been that all we are is the light. And then, but there looks like there's all this other stuff going on. It's all that other stuff that we're having to come to terms with and deal with on some level. But behind it all, everything's fine. Always.
Yep.
So let's just keep coming back to that, because at the end of the day, that's the only thing that's stable. Everything else is changing, because one minute it's Valentine's Day, the next minute it's Christmas. So, you know, it's going to be another Christmas soon. So in the meantime, let's enjoy coming back to that power. Taylor, last
Yeah, the most magical time of the year.
Yes.
Most magical time.
I'm having the Christmas music on, Taylor, in your memory.
I should hope. For God's sake. You know, and I love what Nick just said there about using our mythical imagination. You know, imagination is the doorway to the soul. And, you know, that's why it's so great hanging out with kids. And because you can just see, like, moment by moment, they're just making stuff up, man. They're making it up, and they're so into that whole game of, like, seeing things not as they are. I mean, I just love it, because I just so appreciate being able to shift my lens in with theirs to, seeing the way they see, you know, through the eye of the lens. And, you know, it really is about making ourselves childlike, regaining that ability to just be in wonder, just be in just pure wonder, which it is a wonder, really. I mean, if you really just even imagine what is all going up, that we're even waking up and standing up and walking about, you know, it's just a complete wonder. And so, you know, to take that and then add to it, our imagination, that is really where the magical, you know, wonders and miracles occur, is us looking for them, us believing them. You know, we did this course a while back called Being Miraculous, and it was like, I don't know, 6 months, 5 months. But it gave people the opportunity to just dwell in that container of being miraculous, being able to see through that lens and filter everything that was occurring all the time. And, you know, there you go. I mean, you could just make up something like that every day, you know, whatever it is. But that's what superheroes do. They put on these cloaks of invincibility, of miraculousness or wonder or whatever it is. You got a whole big world to choose from at your disposal every day, every moment. You know, or you can fuss around about why you're upset. I mean, you know, we don't want to take that away. I mean, if you really want to do that, knock yourself out. But, you know, those are the choices, really. And, you know, if worse comes to worse, you know, I just take a bath or, you know, jump in the ocean or whatever is at my disposal. And that's a way to shift things real quick. You know, just like I use lines of I look for things like that. All right, how can I shift my energy, like, instantly? You know, if it's not working to these other things, then boom, you know, jump into super cold water, ice cold water, that'll do it. You know, or just things like that. You know, create your own strategies.
Mhm. Yeah, you're on it, Rachel.
I'm here. Mhm.
I know. We're yeah. Just, I think the main thing is don't take anything personally. You know, stuff is going to come up. We're clearing tons of weird energy that goes back in time so far and in so many complicated ways that we can't even comprehend at all, even slightly, how complicated and weird this whole thing is. So, of course, we're going to feel stressed out, awkward, angry, tense, you know, worried, confused. I mean, obviously, you know, it's going to be intense, and it's going to keep being intense. So the crucial thing is don't take it as a sign that you failed or there's something horribly wrong with you, because there isn't anything horribly wrong with you and you haven't failed. You know, it's really important. I think this applies to everyone in every context. Everyone's going to make mistakes. Everyone's going to have a bad day. Everyone's going to have weird things happen to them. No one can avoid these things. I've tried my best to avoid them, but you can't get away with it. You know, like they come up inside of ourselves. Even if you're living in paradise reality, you have to deal with yourself. So even if you make your life just absolutely the best it could be, you're still going to have problems. So we do have to not take anything personally and just keep coming back to the wonder. Keep coming back to the wonder over and over and over and over and over again. And I'm going to encourage you to read that book that I sent you again, Rachel, all the way through. One about you are not a person.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, read it again very, very, very carefully and experience
okay.
it. Experience over and literally twice. So I want you to read it twice and tell me what's different all the way through, slowly, yeah?
Okay.
Read it and feel it. Read it and feel it. Read it. Because it's an experiential book. So, and tell me how you feel. Because once you break the myth that you're this person, then everything else starts to get a lot easier to deal with, even though it is still intense.
Okay.
So I'm gonna be looking forward to your message. Send me a message on Facebook how you're doing and ask any questions.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Yeah, you're so welcome. And we have Daryl. Daryl has just joined the training. He wanted to say, I hereby say to you, hi, aloha to everyone. He wasn't sure he was going to be here, but I think he is. And he's thanking us for the opportunity to connect and see us on this magical train ride. I love Daryl. So nice to have a new superhero joining us. Any last thoughts, Taylor?
No, I think we've covered a lot of ground here. I appreciate everyone who contributed. Thanks, Rachel,
yeah.
for calling in.
Mm.
And yeah, let's just move toward this next week of solstice celebrations, longest, darkest day here, and in wonder. Joy and wonder.
Yeah. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. These are the best time of the year. Time to get clear on what's been going on this last year and what you're going to do the next year. How come the whole year disappeared so quickly? And how are you going to try and slow it down? See if we can hold on to it next time. But you can never do that. So enjoy, 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 enjoy. Lovely to hear from everyone. Lovely to hear from you, Taylor. And looking forward to connecting very, very soon. Sending you lots of love from Hawaii. Aloha.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.